We now have one or two letters to the paper. Michael Woodham of Eton has a view on the proposed blanket city-wide 20-mile-per-hour limit. Re the 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. The 30-mile-an-hour speed limit would not be an issue if all vehicles proceeded at the prescribed speed and other road users acted sensibly. I regularly travel along the Newmarket Road into the city. I use the designated lane and frequently get passed by buses and taxis in their lane who are exceeding the prescribed speed limit. As for cyclists who feel unsafe on the road, they could try using the cycle lanes, as that is what they're there for. Yes, a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit is designated high-risk areas such as schools and hospitals are sensible, but not a blanket 24-hour ban for all traffic everywhere. I struggle using the gears in my SUV to keep my speed down, but I manage it when it's required. As they said on that road sign in the Norfolk village of Wibton, slow you down. Sticking to dialect, perhaps I should write, hold you hard on the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Next, we have Chris Clements of Satsingham Nethergate, who complains that Norwich is no longer a fine city. He says, when one enters Norwich, one passes the welcome sign to the city describing it as a fine city. This I have agreed with for many years. However, my views have changed more recently. Graffiti is a commonplace on road signs and buildings. Closed up and boarded up shops are very evident. Roundabouts and verges are unkempt and scruffy, and litter is common in empty shop doorways. What happened to our fine city? Where has the sense of pride gone? Recently I visited Bury St Edmunds and gosh, what a difference. No graffiti, no litter and an absence of boarded up shops. All roundabouts and verges were beautifully planted and well maintained and all lampposts had lovely hanging baskets. There was a real sense of pride here. Norwich powers that be, please take action to bring our wonderful city back to fine city status.
In contrast to this complaint that the city is scruffy, Steve Morphew of Norwich has a totally different take on what the city has to offer. I have sympathy with those who complain Norwich is more difficult to visit and sometimes doesn't look as brilliant as it could since Norfolk County Council took control of all the roads, verges, traffic schemes and roundabouts. A reminder, it is Norfolk County Council responsible for those, not Norwich City Council, if you're looking to point a finger. But let me tell you about a recent Saturday. I spent a couple of hours at the Record Fair before grabbing a coffee in one of the many quality options around the centre of Norwich after meeting up with my wife. Lunch on the market for a treat. Won't say where it was, as it's never easy to choose from the brilliant street food alternatives. A visit to St. Peter Mancroft for a heritage open day opportunity, followed by a look at the display of old maps in an excellent bookshop before buying fresh Norfolk mussels at the fish stall and some local produce from the greengrocers for dinner tonight and then catching the bus home. It's just a great, typical example of what Norwich is like. The day was enhanced by lovely weather, but there wasn't much we couldn't have done, even if it had been raining. The city was busy, vibrant, friendly, and felt welcoming and safe. For those who say it's somehow dying, you couldn't be more wrong. Of course, there are empty shops, mostly the same national chains that have failed and left gaps the weak economy is discouraging businesses from investing in. For those who allow the problems the County Council is creating to be a barrier to your enjoyment of Norwich, you really are missing out. Norfolk is full of beautiful places worthy of visiting and supporting. Our fine city is a jewel in the crown. Don't let those trying to do Norwich down persuade you to miss your chance to enjoy it.
You may have heard the news that Anglian Water must repay more than £22 million to customers through lower bills after it failed to meet key targets. Professor Terry McElwee of Wroxham finds this nonsensical. It would seem to me that requiring Anglian Water to reduce customer bills by £22 million in 2024 to 25 due to their failure to control sewage is perverse. Each customer will receive a fairly limited reduction. They already have 6.6 million in debt, which will presumably be offset against tax. Would it not be better for Ofwat to require them to use this money to install some of the relevant infrastructure to stop raw sewage entering the rivers within a specific time span? One wonders also how they can pay £169 million out of dividends whilst not fulfilling their obligations to the customers. What a strange world we live in. Hasn't privatisation of our water system done well?